Chodesh Halvadas, Tuesday night. We're in Shara Bitochon, Perek Revi. We're going to move on. The last line on page Kuf Mem Tes. Avalotim Bitchonu Al Hashem. Be'inyan Misha, Lamalo Mimenu. The relationships of when you are in a position of power over someone. Misha Lamato Mimenu, Mikfutsus B'nei Adam. Someone above him or below him. In Rabbi, friends, you know, those types of relationships. Till now, we was talking really about. Till now, we was talking about mishpacha, relatives, friends, and enemies. Now he's talking about other relationships, acquaintances, and employer-employee. Sometimes you're on top. Sometimes the person has control over you, power over you. Sometimes you have power over him. So. What's the mindset of a Baal Bitochon? That's all of these things, is what's the mindset of a Baal Bitochon. Page Kuf Nun, the top line. All right, Ofen HaNochon Lo, Im Eviyu HaTzorech Levakesh Dovor Mimi Shalamala Mimenu or Mimi Shalamata Mimenu. Okay, he has a request. He wants something. So, Reuven wants something from Shimon. Might be his boss, he wants a raise. It might be his employee, and he wants him to do something. He wants something. Sheyiftach b'kach al Hashem. He has to have in his mind that it's up to Hashem. He's relying on Hashem that it get done. V'yaseim sibos l'miloy heftzo, and he's making these people the channels through which Hashem is doing. Like he's planting a seed. So a farmer says, look, I'm planting a seed and I'm watering it and I'm fertilizing it and I'm weeding it and I'm doing all that work, but I know that it's Hashem that's making it grow. It's Hashem's decision if it'll grow b'chlal, if it'll get diseased, if it'll rain enough, if arbe will come, if it'll get too hot and ruin, it's all beyond my control. In fact, then you say, in fact, it's Hashem that's making it grow. Forget about that Hashem is like strong and mighty and powerful and can do what he wants, but Hashem's making it grow. It's not the sun, it's not photosynthesis, it's not these things are just Hashem's channels. So you ask your boss for a raise, you say, Hashem is deciding right now. Or Hashem decided already, Rosh Hashanah, or he's deciding right now, that's already, you know, Hashem, if I should get more money or not. And this person's just a channel. And the same with your employee. You have to accomplish something in the business, or you want something done, accomplished, something that you need, not something that's his job and he needs it. He needs to do it, but something that you need. So, this person is just a channel, and it's Hashem's ratzon, Hashem's decision. You're relying on Hashem. V'mirtz Hashem l'farnaso mimena, fourth line. If Hashem wants that you should have parnaso from this seed, from the crop, so titzmach hatvua, v'tigdal, v'tatzliach. V'ein ha'ozin todo la'adama. You ever see a farmer does not go over to the earth and say thank you. Shkoyach, thank you very much. It's Hashem that's doing it. He doesn't say thank you to his fertilizer. El ha-todol Hashem levado. Now, that's going to be a difference. That with people, we do have to say thank you. But we have to know where the thank you really belongs. And the thank you is sort of like min hanimus, or it's derech eretz, or it's thank you for being the vehicle for Hashem's hashpa'ah. But his first remark is, nobody says thank you to the earth. If you really, right, it's just a channel for Hashem. V'mlo yitz Hashem l'farnaso mimenu. If Hashem doesn't want you to have parnasa from the earth, you can use all the Mother Earth super duper fertilizer you want. It's not going to work. It's not going to grow. Lo tatzmiach adama mu'uma. Or maybe tatzmiach v'tovo makal atzemach. You might make a very high salary. And then you have a lot of expenses. So you think you're either outsmarting Hashem, you have a lot of money, or you think again, like I said, you think, oh boy, Baruch Hashem, I'm making a lot of money. Hashem tried to mess me up by throwing things my way, this, that, and the other thing, but I outsmarted him. I made a lot of money. Meanwhile, you wasted your time making money because you weren't supposed to have that money. So you matriach Hashem to do whatever he did to make sure that you have no money. Vein l'Hashem es Adama, no one goes over to the Adama. This is very important. If you ask someone to do you a favor, you ask your boss to give you a raise, and he says no, getting angry at your boss is as meaningless, he says, very important, it's as meaningless as getting angry at the earth if the earth doesn't grow the crop. So that you understand, what are you getting angry at the earth for? The earth doesn't have, not part of the decision-making process. The earth's the earth. So, that's here also. The boss, your boss is not really part of the decision-making process. Hashem's making the decision. So you don't get angry at your boss if he refuses you a raise. And this is a tremendous breakthrough in being able to deal with people, not getting depressed, not getting angry, not taking the karma. This is like the Pesach for all of the Ben Odom HaChaveros that we learn about, is to realize that this person is just a channel, and it's Hashem, and who are you getting angry at? The Kachem Bikesh Mechad HaNevroim, if you requested, Lassus Lodavri, you ask someone for a favor. So there's someone that, you want someone to lend you money. So you say, who should I go ask lend me money? And you have two people, and they both could lend you money. We're not talking about a pauper that can't. But one's very rich, and he won't miss the money. The money, you know, you need to borrow $50,000. So he can lend it to you, and it's like, you know, big deal. The other person can afford it, but... So you say, oh, let me ask the very rich guy. So you're missing the point. You're forgetting about who's making the decision. You're forgetting about who's making the decision if you're going to get this money or not, even as a loan.
How do I choose? I have two options.
You choose. You go eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to do what is normal?
We're not talking about asking a pauper to lend you money. We're talking about two people that can afford it. He's painting a very normal scenario. You have two people that could afford to lend you money if they want to. He says, you acholosh v'hachozok shebohem be'enov shomim ba'asiyah. So, this is something to work on. This is called working on bitachon. It's the same, no matter which one I ask, it's going to be the same answer. I'm either going to get the money or I'm not going to get the money. It doesn't matter which one I ask.
That's only for you. What about Tafei, the guy giving the money? Is it
we're talking about you.
The person who can more easily afford
We're talking about you. We're talking about your attitude, right? A competent doctor or a better doctor? Let's face it, we don't live up to this. It's very hard. It takes many years of work and bitachon. But that's what he's saying. The full page ad or the half page ad, it's all the same. No difference. Good. Yeah, if you go to an advertising agency and they say that studies show that 90% of the people ignore a half page ad and it's only the full page ad that catches their eye, then you can have other meaning, you have to take a full page ad. Because that would be normal for studies. Not that it matters, but to do normal ishtadlus. That's what he says. The cholosh and the chazak should be equal in your eyes. The true Baal Bitachon doesn't feel there's any difference. Anybody can read the shidduch. The shatkin, the person in the street, anybody could be the lucky donor of the soundproofing, get night seder on his name. It's just a schus is waiting to be picked up by someone. That's all.
Disappointed in the person,
you could feel bad that he wasn't Zoche. That's what you would feel bad.
You're gonna get it one way or the other.
I just had the experience of someone. I don't want to, it's a stigma. I have to hide the identity. Someone gave quite a bit of money to a certain Mossad for a I mean, they needed the money, but he gave it for a certain purpose. I have to hide it. For a little more money, he could have made the soundproof. And I said to myself, you know, the guy gave kach v'kach dollars. So a moisur of Torah. Let's make believe a moisur of Torah to buy new bookcases. And he gave $35,000, you know. So it's a moisur of Torah. And it's new bookcases. It's very choshev. I'm saying to myself, he could have, like, for another 5,000, he could have done the night's proof, the proofing, and have the knight say the name after him. And
yeah,
all
but that's a very good evaluation.
No, wait, I'm not finished. I'm making a point to answer his question. So my point was, I guess he wasn't Zolche. Like, he could have done this, and, you know, it wasn't Zolche, that's all. So he said, what should... I'm not angry at the person. That's how I feel. That was your question.
He asked if you could be disappointed. In other words, you're not angry at him, but are you?
I don't know what the word is. What do you mean disappointed? That's also me. Hashem decided. I'm disappointed in myself.
In the poor choice that he made.
No, I'm disappointed in myself. Hashem did not see fit that we could soundproof it yet. Hashem may want more shtadlus. Maybe he wants more people to be by night, Seder, Eitan. maybe the amount of people they don't deserve soundproofing. I don't know. Look around. What? Yeah, I mean, Grando lately, it's not so bad. It's like really, really better. I'm starting to think maybe we shouldn't spend so much money on the soundproofing. Really. I'm starting to think maybe I should. It's not that bad. Maybe it's not a good use of money. I'm starting to think like that. That's called white noise. That's what Arya Sonnenberg's been saying for years, that we should increase the white noise in the shul. White noise, he says it's called. Like,
it's like not static. But I know what you're talking.
It's white noise. It's like if there would be a water, like you would hear it raining. So it would drown out the music, but for some reason music stares you and rain doesn't. So he says it has a name called white noise. People buy it for their bedrooms. He wanted to buy the Ginsbergs. Oh, you did? What did they pick? What thing? Raining?
But they appreciate it.
Yeah? Oh, very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
What I said is that you have two different people that you can ask for money. So it doesn't make it, in other words,
they could both give it. For one, it's easier. He calls it chazak and chalosh. Obviously, he's not talking about a pauper.
You know, a person has $2 million and a guy has $50 million.
So in your eyes, it should be the same. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Because it's really up to Hashem. He's talking about, this is hard. We're not going to walk out of here tomorrow and think that way. You have to go through Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, and work on Bitachon. Perek Dalet is the mindset of a Baal Bitachon. It's an ideal, it's extreme. A lot of the things he says aren't, not extreme in the sense that, oh, it's a big tzaddikim. And when I say extreme, I don't mean that. I mean extreme that it takes years of work. Not something we're going to walk out of here tomorrow and do. I struggle with the better doctor. There's not one person in the world, and there are Jewish organizations that help you find the best doctor, and I don't get it. I really don't get it. One day I'm going
to
ask Rav Stein. But why? But that's what he's saying. No, if this guy's competent. That's what he's saying. The chazak and the cholosh, to quote the Chovos Haldavos, yeah, chazak to ha cholosh shavin be'enov, because it's up to Hashem.
So you're going to be healed, or you're not going to be healed, no matter what.
If he's competent, I'm not talking about going to.
I'm saying
you know, Jackie Mason has a joke. You know, you go to a doctor. You know, he passed medical school, but maybe he flunked stomach, and maybe meanwhile you're going to him for a stomach ache, but he flunked stomach. So maybe that's the pshat. If you just go to a competent doctor, maybe you go to someone that flunked stomach.
By the best, you're doing more shtadlus. Go to the best versus.
You're not supposed to do more shtadlus. You're not supposed to.
How do you know where it begins and ends?
Competent. I think Nehemiah had. What did I tell story? Nehemiah had something normal like a
hernia.
Hernia. who should we go to? Go to a doctor, hernia, stupid hernia. Any doctor that they heard, you know. No? I don't know. I don't know. So I struggle with this a lot. Like, why is it so common, especially by Yid? Like a Puerto Rican in America, you know, some Schwarz or Puerto Rican. They go to any doctor. They don't care. Like, Yidden have... It's funny how Yidden have this thing. We need the best doctor. And we have organizations to help us find them. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know. I struggle. I don't know. I don't have a good terrence yet. So if, like I know by car mechanics, I've never been a doctor, by car mechanics, I remember in Muncie, like there were better diagnosticians than others. Like if I had trouble with my car and it's like, you know, so there was one guy I went to, I'm not saying about Bitochen, I'm just explaining, like Bimetzius, like there was my regular mechanic, you know, who was cheaper, but then there was this high class guy it was obvious he was a better diagnostician. Like he had what was wrong right away. And the other guy had to go through a new starter and a new water pump and a new battery. until he figured out that the...
Isn't that pushed by a doctor also? A doctor.
That's why you're going to a better doctor.
A doctor
if
could take five different tests until he finds out what's wrong.
If that's the case, I don't have a problem with that. I'm saying, but if you know you need surgery, even heart bypass surgery, and you got a doctor that's competent. Blair struggled with that. Had the operation he needed for his kid was a rather unusual, and the shmuel was that the guy in America, I forgot which hospital, was like the best in the world, and the person in Hadassah was good. Was good. He did them before. He was good. Not even very good. Even not even like.
It's not just not the best.
He didn't fail stomach, you know. So, but here, so he stayed here, Lamaisa. But here, what's his name? Not the other one. Fryer.
Okay.
Fear told him. He told him to stay here. So then I told him he's not allowed to go. If only another Fryer, who everybody runs to, said that the guy here is good enough, then I hold it's also to go to America. Because already, like, Mr. Medical Referral said this guy's good enough. But I don't know, it's hard, it's a tough call. People, you know, it's your health, like you're scared. Tough call, not easy. Okay. Chas v'shalom, but if someone goes for the best doctor, we all do it. No, with jobs, we don't listen.